Hello and welcome to another edition of the Crippled Crisp Review. As always, I am Captain Kane, or Marijn.
And I'm Sam, or Brace Boy, and this is episode 41.
41.
And this is our first episode on a new platform. We're now part of Audio Geeks, which is brilliant, I think, that we're part of Audio Geeks. And it's also very fun, because there are a lot of fun podcasts on Audio Geeks.
Yeah.
Such as Cinema Coda,
Geekus,
and Supercast, which are all super fun, geeky pop culture podcasts. And we're now part of the family, and we're very happy to be here.
Most of the other podcasts are in Dutch, right?
Yeah, most of the other podcasts are in Dutch.
Fantasy lovers, geeky lovers, know their English.
They have fun stuff.
Shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, they talk about cool movies like Avengers, Endgame, and all that kind of stuff. And
was that a cool movie? Well, okay.
You have seen it, right?
I digress.
I digress. And talking about new things. Sorry, my pop filter just went poppy to poppy.
Your plof filter.
My plof filter. Talking about new things, we also will get a new website in the... maybe we already have a new website. I don't know. We currently, the website is under construction. Let's say it like that.
Yep.
So, totally different. You will,
but totally different. Wow.
But you will find the same old content there. So if you were in the middle of reading one of our blogs about some crisp you like, for instance, the review
shrimp cocktail, for example. I believe that was a written cocktail.
No, that was a pilot podcast.
Oh,
For example, Patatje Joppie or Hamkaas or Paprika or Naturel. Your first review was Naturel crisps of Lay's. You can still find those reviews on our website.
So go there.
Go there
And go to Audio Geeks to listen to the other fun podcasts on there.
Yeah, and our don't worry, if you are subscribed through Spotify or iTunes or Radio Public, thank you, by the way, for broadcasting us on those media. We will still be found there, and you can just listen to us there, and you don't have to resubscribe, because the subscription will just last forever and is still free of charge, which is a great price.
Yes, that means you have, look, this is a real, real smooth segue.
Yeah.
You have extra money for crisps.
Yes, crisps. And today,
because we haven't discussed it, but we have an awesome one this time, again.
Yeah, an English type again.
Yes.
Yeah, and British Tyrells. It's,
you want
to... shall I introduce it?
Go ahead.
It's Tyrells Mature Cheddar and Chive. These are hand cooked again, English crisps. It says so. It is, and they have a big stamp on there. It's golden with a little crown on it, and it says best ever recipe. Nah, that's
best ever recipe. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, bells should go off in our head.
Yeah.
We should try out if these are really the best.
Yeah, the best ever if mature cheddar and chive.
Maybe they are the only ones making mature cheddar and chive.
Could be.
There's no problem.
They're the only ones I've seen in the Netherlands. If I may say.
I may say so. Me too.
Me too. What do we see on the packaging, Marijn?
Well, it's yellow. Mostly yellow.
Yeah.
And I think that is because of the cheese.
Yeah. And there are three ladies on there, on the top side of the packaging.
A black and white picture?
A black and white
but
picture.
But not entirely. Yeah, because there is one old lady with a big cheese in her hands, and they all have hats on.
Yeah, and they're
which
all...
which are a bit green.
And they all look a little bit... not angry, but they don't look...
Grumpy.
Grumpy is the right word. Yes. They probably put a lot of time and effort in making these crisps, and they want you to enjoy them. I don't see anything on the image chive shaped. Yeah, there's green on it, which is the color of chives, but there isn't like... You don't see
a
like
a... chivey thing.
Yeah, chive is it looks a little bit like a long grass thingy, right?
Yeah.
Grass leaf. So I don't see any big grass leafy shapes.
No.
On the, nah, okay,
no.
But it doesn't matter.
Okay, but then
I'm excited.
So hand cooked. So I expect a lot of crunch.
Yeah.
I expect a strong cheese flavor.
Yeah, me too. And I expect a little bit of chive because it is on the packaging. It is in the name even.
It should be. Yeah, then there should be a little chive in.
Yeah.
So
what I do see though is that the chive, the font size of the chive is slightly smaller than the mature cheddar.
Oh,
so
slightly, it's quite smaller.
Yeah,
I
expect the chive to
a
be
hint of chive.
A hint of chive, so not too much.
Okay.
So
well,
I just open it up. Can I go?
Yeah, let's try it out.
I smell cheese.
Okay. So
if it's cheddar, that's a secondary question, but
I also smell potato.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's try it out. They feel quite firm, so
yeah. They are pretty good.
Mmm. Yeah. They are a bit like cheese onion.
Yeah.
But in a firmer crisp and a more delicate flavor, I guess. I like them.
Yeah. I taste a little bit of the chive, but again,
like
we already presumed, it's an afternote. It's a if I would talk about it in football terms, it's more of a assistant to the goal of the mature cheddar, because the cheddar really tastes like cheddar. It's not.
Yeah, it tastes good.
General cheese.
It the taste is good and not too cheesy.
No. If I would.
And maybe that is also because of the chive.
Yeah. Can we go to the roundup?
Yes, we can. Let me taste.
Taste is good.
Some more of them because I do like them. But yes, let's go to the roundup here.
You have in the taste, you have a strong flavor of cheese in here.
Yeah.
And the chives, there's also salt, of course. Cheese is salty, so it's salty. It's really cheesy. They're a little fatty as well, the flavor.
Yes.
And then you have the chives that bring a little bit of sweetness in there and a little bit of spice in a sense.
And it breaks the fattiness open.
With a little bit of acidity in a sense.
Yeah.
Smell wise, you mostly smell the cheddar.
Yes.
And crunch,
as can be expected, I guess.
Crunch. Okay, maybe
crunch is good, but
but we have had better hand cooked crisps than this, in
yes.
my opinion. So I'm not complaining.
No, the crunch is okay.
Yeah,
it's better than the average, but not that spectacular.
Indeed. I would like to give these a 4 out of 5.
A 4 out of 5. I was thinking 3.5.
Okay.
Because I like them, but 4, 4 is immediately 4 bags. And I think that's quite a lot.
But in my
still,
personal opinion,
let's go for 4. Let's go for 4 because I really like them and I want to have some extra.
Yeah.
And you too. I guess.
Now,
or not.
To be perfectly honest, these crisps are probably better than the ones we have had in the last 5 episodes, maybe?
Could be. Yeah. Yeah, the mango chili chips. Who didn't taste like mango and didn't taste like chili?
Yeah.
For example.
The African style ones were all right. Those of last week, the zeekruiden were
They were kind of meh.
Yeah. These ones are good.
Yeah. I like them, like I said, like them better than cheese onion. And I think we can say that indeed it is the best ever. I don't know if it's the best ever recipe, but it's a very good recipe.
It's a very good recipe indeed. Yeah. I think we have reviewed these quite well.
Yeah.
We will of course email Tyrells with the good news that they got a 4 out of 5 and that they can now put that on their labeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that we agree that it is
a decent crisp.
And the best recipe ever.
The best recipe of mature cheddar and chive. Yes.
Also because we don't know of any other crisp that is mature cheddar and chive. But, okay. Yeah. I believe you have prepared a trivia for this week.
Yeah, I saw the whole commotion about the striking that this week is going on about the I'm forgetting the word, the term
and the
now.
Climate.
The climate strike and the ecological thing, and that Greta Thunberg that held a very emotional speech during the UN meeting last week, and then the strike, and my girlfriend is striking right now in The Hague for the climate strike. She went there with like a big group of her fellow students.
Why didn't you go?
I think that striking, if you have a disability, is quite hard. I can stand for long hours. You could potentially strike.
You have
in
a point there.
Yeah. You could potentially strike in a wheelchair, of course. But like we discussed before, the Netherlands isn't that accessible. So that's only making it harder than it should be. But I want to take this moment to present a trivia, because a lot of people think that the first ever protest march or big protest like we see now with the climate strikes took place in the 50s and 60s, talking about banning the bomb and banning atomic fuel and everything atomic in a sense.
Yeah.
But research has provided that is actually not true. The first official protest that ever occurred was in 1913, when Gandhi organized a march together with other protesters to further and make better the rights of the Indian population in South Africa. Which is quite an interesting trivia, I think, because we always think that white people start everything, but this time it was actually Indian people in another part of the world, and I think that's quite important to note that it's not only white history, it's not only protests that took place in the United States or in Europe, it's also protests that took place in other countries, in countries that we probably
and even before we started protesting.
Yeah, indeed. Far before that, 40 years before that.
This was the first official protest. Because
first official organized protest.
Well,
that took time to organize as well, because of course throughout history I believe you can maybe tell this story better than I can, but in Roman times, there were of course also slave protesting that they didn't want to use. But you have uprisings in a sense. You have slave uprising that you
uprising is quite different from a strike.
Yeah, but you could name it protesting. It is a form of an uprising. Is a form of protesting.
It is a form of protest, but mostly the uprisings were violent. And if slaves would rise up against their masters, their owners, that was most of the time repressed quite violently.
Indeed. No, so this is the first civilized, organized, non-violent protest that is recorded in history books.
Yeah, Gandhi wasn't really known for his...
He was known for all other types of stuff.
For his little fights here and there.
Maybe he was quite peaceful. Maybe you shouldn't say little and Gandhi in the same sentence because of history reasons that we shouldn't discuss on this podcast, I think. But let's go on to the next topic.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Marijn, talking about fun stuff and about stuff, pop culture stuff, because we say we talk about pop culture, but we normally don't really introduce it when we are talking about pop culture. But we both love Rick and Morty, as does probably...
Well, I do.
Yeah, I do as well, and as does probably our listeners and probably half the world by now. Everybody with an internet connection likes Rick and Morty, I think. And you have a special Rick and Morty theory going on, right?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's a special theory.
Yeah.
And I've seen some theories on YouTube. There are probably lots of podcasts about it as well. So I don't know if this is a new theory. But I'm using all the information that has been... that has come to me in one way or another. The theory I want to further explore is that the Morty we are following is not the Morty of this Rick we are following. So this Rick might be from a totally different dimension than the Morty.
Oh, I thought you meant... that the Morty that this Rick had originally disappeared, died, whatever.
Yeah, well that's part of the theory.
Okay, that's part of the theory. Okay.
So, Rick and Morty, the Rick and Morty we think we follow do not belong together.
No. By the way,
In a way.
By the way, spoilers.
Spoilers. Yeah, spoilers. Big spoiler alert.
Yeah.
I've been looking at the series all over again. I'm still in season one.
Okay.
And there is the first episode where the Council of Ricks is introduced.
Yeah.
In that episode, Rick makes a couple of comments, and we see a couple of images. For example, we see images of him remembering a Morty.
Yeah.
Or at least a small baby. I remember what you're...
I haven't seen this episode for a long time, but I remember what you're saying, yeah.
While it... in the story of the Rick and Morty we are following, Rick was absent for a long time and didn't see Morty as a baby. But as of now, we know that he did see a baby.
Yeah.
Furthermore, he says in the ending of the episode, they have defeated Evil Rick with the Morty with the eye patch, which is later seen as Evil Morty.
Yeah.
But Rick, the Rick we are following, says to his Morty, he says, if I'm the Rickest Rick, because he says he's the Rickest Rick, then I should have the Mortiest Morty.
Yeah.
And Morty gets well, is very excited about that because that's quite a nice thing for Rick to say against Morty.
Yeah. Something he usually doesn't do.
Exactly. So Morty gets a little bit excited about that. And then Rick says, "Don't get cocky," or something like that.
Yeah.
And he follows it up with, "History has shown us that that doesn't end well
for Morty."
Something like that.
Yeah.
And I think, but and this is my theory, that this Rick is the Rick of evil Morty because he has seen a Morty get cocky and get evil.
Well, that's a very
that's my theory.
That's a very good theory. And this is full of spoilers.
Full of spoilers.
We already said that. I think the spoilers have now ended.
Yes.
Yes. And
That is actually my story in theory.
Yeah.
So
I think it's a very interesting theory. If I can reflect with my opinion on that, that's...
Of course.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what? The problem with Rick and Morty is that they make their sneaky changes, the things that happen, because all the episodes, of course, are separate of each other. Most of the episodes don't.
I completely agree.
But there are certain things that happen that make sure that you can follow a timeline, like the breaking up of the parents and the divorce of the parents and everything that happens after that.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sure that you can only see them in a certain order because you cannot watch the divorce episode
before you or after.
Indeed. And then my question is, aren't we making this too difficult for a show that is so brilliant in presenting these kind of things in a simple manner?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not saying that this is the theory about the show in its entirety.
But you do put down a new theory.
I don't know if it's necessarily a new one because there are probably maybe other people who also who have also seen this.
I
must say we don't know for sure which Rick and Morty we are really supposed to follow.
No,
because it isn't one continuous timeline.
No, that's true.
So I don't know. I don't really know how important this is.
No,
but it might be important if we want to dive deeper into the history of evil Morty.
Yeah, that's interesting. Marijn, can I ask you a question?
Of course.
Maybe we should talk more about these kind of series and these kind of theories that we have. Maybe we should more often put this type of stuff into the podcast.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Yeah. You have a
think I like it.
Yeah, you have a think about that. And I think we should wrap up this podcast.
Okay. Maybe we should give a shout out again to Audio Geeks.
Yeah, we should. Audio Geeks is our new platform. You can find us there. They have a lot of other cool Dutch podcasts that you can listen to that are
about geeky stuff.
About geeky stuff
and
that you might
if
like.
If you're listening to this, we know you like that.
You like that. We want to thank Audio Geeks for hooking us up with this new connection.
Yeah.
With inviting us to become part of their platform.
In a way, it's our first sponsor.
In a way, it's our first, sponsor deal. You could say that. Yeah, it's our first sponsor. And if you are listening to this podcast and you think, hey, I want to sponsor the Crippled Crush Review as well because I have... I work with crisps or I'm just interested in everything these guys are talking about, please write us an email.
Let us know.
Write us a comment. Slide in our Instagram DMs if that's the way you want to talk. Please just let us know.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you like it, like, share, subscribe, all that things.
Marijn. Let's do a quick roundup of what we all discussed this episode.
Of course.
Yeah. So we started with the beautiful Tyrell's mature cheddar and chive crisps, which got a 4 out of 5 from us.
Yeah. So they have indeed the best recipe.
Yeah.
We talked about the first protest.
Yeah.
First official protest in history.
Yeah. And that was interesting. And then you presented your new theory, or you think a new theory, about Rick and Morty. And that there were some spoilers in there. I hope we didn't do anything wrong for people.
We warned the listeners beforehand. So
season 3 has been out for what, a year and a half now, something like that. So I mean, you're probably
season 4 is coming
this end of the year, right? Beginning of January. Soon. Let's say soon.
Yeah, soon.
And thank you again for listening.
Until next time, that is how the crisp crunches.